Danny heard logs split and crack. The fires swept over Miramar's door. Her song grew louder, shriller. Then she gasped, again and again, and her song became a shuddering wail, thin and high and full of agony. And now the flames reached her drogo, and now they were all around him. His clothing took fire, and for an instant the carl was clad in wisps of floating orange silk and tendrils of curling smoke, grey and greasy. Danny's lips parted, and she found herself holding her breath. Part of her wanted to go to him, as Sir Jorah had feared, to rush into the flames, to beg for his forgiveness, and take him inside her one last time, the fire melting the flesh from their bones until they were as one for ever. She could smell the odour of burning flesh, no different from horse flesh roasting in a fire pit. The pyre roared in a deepening dusk like some great beast, drowning out the fainter sounds of Miramar's Dua's screaming, and sending up long tongues of flame to lick at the belly of the night. As the smoke grew thicker, the Dothraki backed away, coughing. Huge orange gouts of fire unfurled their banners in that hellish wind, the logs hissing and cracking, glowing cinders rising on the smoke to float away into the dark like so many newborn fireflies.